Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Doc.
I wish you a good afternoon, Zama.
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, I praise God.
Ah, praise God. Great to talk to you again this Friday. Always looking forward to this slot, I must tell you. Now, we're talking about food sensitivity and intolerance. And chances are that out there, you're listening to us, and of course, you're wondering who we're talking to. It's our resident doc, Dr. Marianne Atolabe. That's who we're talking about. And you're wondering, perhaps, chances are that some of you or someone you know has experienced unpleasant symptoms after a meal or a snack. And I must say that I've actually experienced that this very week, actually. So maybe you have experienced some degree of sneezing, wheezing, rashes, brain fog, joint pain, nausea, bloating, diarrhea, and other symptoms. And so today we're talking about the food intolerance to certain foods and how to deal with that naturally. Well, Doc, I must say that I think I've experienced this this very week. I think early this week I've actually experienced this. What is food intolerance or insensitivity? Are they the same as allergies?
Yeah. They are often used interchangeably, but they refer to two different issues. They are quite different. But they are used interchangeably. You say, I'm sensitive to a food, I can't tolerate a food, and so forth. But there's some little here and there differences between them. Ooh. Food sensitivity involves a delayed reaction to certain foods.
Yes, yes.
So
yes,
symptoms after the reactions are shown with digestive issues, headaches, even fatigue. But it's not about the immune system. It's more about how the body processes certain foods. So for instance, personally for me, I have food sensitivity to wheat.
Okay.
I love bread. I love to eat bread. I make bread.
Yeah.
Working in the hospital, I make bread, I make a salad, and I'm good to go.
Right.
But I was getting sick, and I didn't quite understand what the problem really was. And so I went to see a naturopathic doctor, looked at my fingernails, looked at my tongue, asked me to give detailed description of what I eat. I did. And she said, you're on a good diet. So why are you having all of these headaches and digestive issues and so forth? So she said, how about taking wheat out of your diet? And that's because many, many people are now showing food sensitivity to wheat. And why is that? When I did my research, I found that it is because of the hybridization of wheat. We ate wheat. I grew up eating wheat. I've been eating wheat. Why is it that now I'm showing this sensitivity to it? So I may take wheat to work today. I work throughout the day. I'm happy. I come back home. The following day, I may wake up with a headache. And I'm wondering, who stressed me out? Well, nobody did. Well, maybe it is my food. So that's an example of food sensitivity. So others may have symptoms such as bloating, stomach pain, fatigue when they consume any of this food. But the one that is common today is the wheat and eggs. Many people are showing food sensitivity to those things. And mainly it's because of the differences in which they are producing this food for us now. And the human body can detect several things. And we react. So many people will be taking pain medications and so forth, not knowing that it is the food that they are eating, because the primary thing to do to stop the symptom is to stop eating the food. Personally, for me, as an example, if they hide egg whites, and you know the food that we often make, the vegan meals, they use the white of egg to bind them. So even if they hide it, my body will tell me you ate eggs by the evening of that day or the following day. So this is quite different, a little bit different from food intolerance. In food intolerance, there is a difficulty in digesting certain foods due to lack of specific enzymes or digestive issues. So the big one we have is the lactose intolerance, which is very common for us of this skin color, the dark skin color, especially for our little children. Many of them are lactose intolerance. They eat that food made from animal milk and gas, diarrhea, shortly after consuming the problematic food. So compared to food sensitivity that takes a little bit of time, it may not be that day, maybe the following day, maybe even 2 or 3 days after, before you begin to see that something is wrong with you. But for food intolerance, it's almost immediately. So that is one big difference between the two.
I see. Wow. All right. So I think for me, it was perhaps a sensitivity, as it were. Now, what can it be hereditary, this food intolerance or sensitivity?
Well, it's possible, because many times when we look at hereditary factors, social factors is also involved. The way I eat is the way I feed my children. And many times when I cannot tolerate a food or I'm sensitive to a food, they are also the same. So using me as an example again, I love to eat, I don't know if you know plantain, that big bananas that people often cut and fry.
Yes.
I loved it. And my mother will say, if you want to sell this girl, just give her this fried plantain and she will follow you. But then my little boy, always wet nose, running nose all the time. His nose, he will be talking as if something is blocking his nose almost all the time. So his sinuses was having infection almost all the time. And I met a lady who told me that, you see this, your little boy, if you stop giving him fried foods, his nose will become clear and you will not have this problem of this running nose because the sinus is having problems. And I love to eat fried plantain. So what do I do? Well, for the sake of my little boy, I stopped eating fried plantain and stopped frying things in the house. Look, you know what? His nose dried up.
Wow.
After a few weeks. And that was it. Until I found another way of making my plantain. So that's another story. But he was indefinitely having intolerance to plantain. Because immediately he eats, he starts sneezing, and then his nose starts running. And then it will continue for some days.
Now, Doc,
and these two, we are going to go to another one.
Yes, yes.
Before you ask your question, I want to not forget. I would like to ask your question, and then let me not forget to tell you the remedy that can be used immediately. Go ahead.
Okay, right. In fact, I think it's going to be linked to that. So how can this food intolerance or sensitivity be treated holistically and naturally?
Good. That's just what I was going to. Charcoal. Good old activated charcoal. That used to be my savior.
Okay.
When I eat eggs, once I see the symptoms, in fact, once I eat eggs, I'm useless for the rest of the day. The stomach ache, the inconvenience, the body pain, and everything. If I go for lunch, if I'm driving home, I barely get home before the stomach upset will start.
Oh, goodness.
Yes. And so I stop taking potluck because I don't know where the eggs are hiding. I cannot take potluck because I don't know if they have used eggs in any of the dishes. I can't take any dish. I don't know if eggs are there. So what can be done immediately is to take activated charcoal.
Okay.
Activated charcoal should be kept in the home of everybody. Because sometimes you may not even realize that you are going to react to a food that you took your children, they ate, and then they come back home and they are showing all these symptoms. Because if we look at it further, maybe not today, maybe another time.
Mm-hmm.
We need to look at food allergy so that we can compare these two with food allergies.
Mm.
Because that is another ball game entirely.
Yeah.
And that is more serious. So activated charcoal is the savior. Immediately that these symptoms show up, it is the one that will take care of it definitely and immediately. You can have activated charcoal in capsule form, in powdered form, in tablet form. Keep some type of activated charcoal at home. If I travel, I keep some with me. I never know who can benefit from it. Wherever I go, I keep some there because it has proven to be the definite antidote to help with food sensitivity and food intolerance.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it is to find the food that one is reacting to. If we can find it, oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
For food intolerance, it shows up almost immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
For food sensitivity, it takes a little bit of time, so it's more difficult to know. And I sometimes test myself out. Sometimes I will just eat the regular bread and I'll get sick. Now say my tell myself that you tried it, you confirm it again and again.
Mm.
The other thing with wheat that has been identified is to eat sprouted wheat.
Sprouted wheat.
Yes. Okay. Once the wheat is sprouted, the body is able to deal with it and to digest it properly.
Sprouted wheat, okay.
Sprouted wheat. So that is for wheat. Now, for other food, maybe because that was personal to me, so I kept on doing the research so that I can still continue to eat bread.
Yeah, yeah.
So once I get sprouted wheat, then I'm good to go. I can eat bread. So I try to make to sprout wheat if I want to use wheat. And that way, the chemical breakdown of some of the chemical bonds in the wheat, once it sprouts, it has taken care of it, and then it can be eaten as for sprouted wheat. But for other foods that I don't know yet, because I didn't go to study them to find out, because one can be having intolerance to many. For milk, animal milk, well, it's where we get the lactose. Get out and don't give the children lactose. Many young children are intolerant to lactose. That is a general thing among black skin. So it's better to get our milk from nuts, almond, raw cashew, rice milk. Any nuts can make milk, and that can replace the animal milk. In fact, for many people today, they are not starting their children after breastfeeding. They are not giving them animal milk because this one is common knowledge that the lactose intolerance, especially among black skin individuals or dark skin individuals. Mm. Our skins are not black, by the way.
Yeah, dark skin.
It's our hair that is dark skin.
Yes.
So they don't give their children milk from the animals. So they go. And in the stores now, in big stores, you will get many type of milk if you can make it at home. But it's easy to make milk at home. You get a good, powerful blender. A good one is the Vitamix.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a lot of the nuts. Take 4 to 6 almonds, add a cup of water. If you like, you can skin it by soaking it in hot water and remove the skin. If you want perfectly white color milk, the color of animal milk, then you can remove the skin. But it's not necessary. The skin is very wonderful fiber. Whiz it up until it is smooth. Mm-hmm. Add a little bit of honey, maple syrup, agave, and you have milk to take for you with your cereals. So these are the ways in which we can take care of food intolerance naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, many may have to take some drugs that have side effects, like antihistamines that is used for allergy. We'll talk about that one another time, hopefully. But otherwise, charcoal, stop eating the food that is identified as the problem, the problematic food, and then choose others. Thank God we have a lot to choose from. It's just that most times the food that we have a sensitivity to or intolerance to, we like them. So that will take the power of God to help us.
Mm, mm. Now, you know, Doc, I'm not sure because with me, when I experienced this, because it was, I think, much later on when I experienced this discomfort, and I thought it must have been something that I ate. So I decided, let me just maybe not eat anything, but just rest my body, rest my tummy, and take in lots of water. Maybe it will help flush out whatever that was in the body. It didn't work immediately, of course, like charcoal would, because I do have charcoal at home. And I thought, no, maybe let me just start flushing out and let's see what happens. But it took quite a while, actually. Do you think that's a bad strategy? Because in hindsight, with what you're saying, maybe I should actually have gone for charcoal.
Yes, if there's charcoal, go for charcoal immediately. Mm-hmm. Because the reactions that you have, for instance, food tolerance that will result in diarrhea. Mm. Yes, even if you have diarrhea, you use water and rehydrate the person. Mm-hmm. But it is safer and faster and better to reduce pain and other conditions associated with it with the charcoal. Charcoal will not harm. Mm-hmm. Little babies can take charcoal. Adults can take charcoal. Mm-hmm. Anybody can take charcoal. Rather than allow the problem to go on mm-hmm. for so long. It can permeate into some other problems. For mm-hmm. instance, diarrhea, one can begin to lose electrolytes. Mm-hmm. And if it's not taken care of on time, it can complicate matters. And then one would then have to take medications that are drugs. Mm-hmm. So I will still recommend to take charcoal. Others will take things like antihistamines if, for instance, the intolerance involves itching and allergic responses that it can result into. It can move on to become an allergic response. Mm-hmm. So it's better to nip it in the bud with charcoal and then to begin to find which food it is that is causing this problem. Because most of the time, from others that I've read about in their treatment of food intolerance and food sensitivity, for instance, Dr. Mamon Wilson, what he does with this problem in natural healthcare is that he will first of all, as you said, put the person on non-allergen foods like millets. Mm-hmm. And keep the person on that single meal for quite some time, the same thing he does for allergy, and then begin to introduce the food that is found to be the culprit a little bit at a time and let the body begin to accept it. But he will take about 3 weeks to get this done. The person will have to be under care and direction to be sure he does not get too weak whilst this is going on. So under supervision, the use of water can help, and then begin to give a little bit of this problem food, and he will then have the person get the body to know how to deal with it, and eventually will be able to accept the food and the body will start digesting it properly.
Mm. Beautiful. Well, Doc, I must thank you so much for coming through. I mean, I always learn a couple of things during our conversations, and I do hope that our listeners also do gain a lot of insight and help during our conversations. Thank you so, so much for joining us once again.
You are welcome. It's always a joy for me too. Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.